This is St. Louis Public Radio. This week, Missouri transferred the state-run health insurance plans of 240,000 low-income people to three companies. It's part of a statewide privatization of Missouri's Medicaid program called Managed Care. Lawmakers have hailed the move as a cost-saving measure, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports, others say it's happening too fast.
Okay, we may need to clarify this before we get going. What is managed care? From a patient's perspective, it's just another insurance plan. Jorge Rodas shepherds his four school-age sons into the car after their checkups at Kreider Health Center out in Wentzville.
Like big family.
He recently signed the kids up for a Medicaid plan run by WellCare, which has a limited network of doctors that doesn't include their pediatrician. So they started seeing a doctor at Kreider, which is in WellCare's network. And Rodas says so far, he has no complaints. Checkups and medicine are covered, and when one of his sons had to see a specialist, that was covered too.
And it worked. The insurance working.
WellCare gets a flat fee from the state of Missouri to cover Rodas's four kids. And when they visit Kreider, WellCare pays the clinic for their care. The alternative would be for the state to pay the clinic directly. That's called fee-for-service. Missouri still does this for seniors and people with disabilities. In 2014, Missouri's managed care companies could only operate in counties along the I-70 corridor. The program expanded to the whole state this week, despite a last-ditch opposition effort by Republican Senator Rob Schaff, a family practice physician from St. Joseph.
Managed care companies, their job is to ration the care, to keep people from getting what they need, and they make money doing that, and they put roadblocks in the way.
An external review of Missouri's program showed that Medicaid enrollees on managed care plans were less likely to stay up to date on medications and more likely to use the emergency room, which is expensive. So Schaff argues it's not better for patients. The Missouri legislature passed the rule to expand managed care in 2015 as part of an appropriations bill. It's going into effect right as legislators face a deadline to pass this year's budget, despite Schaff's repeated calls to delay the implementation.
Basically what they're doing is they're structuring this whole thing to put the gun to the legislators' heads, and it's just really, really dirty.
State legislatures tend to like managed care because they can pay contractors a lump sum per patient and let the insurance companies take on the risk of unexpected health costs. But the actual cost savings have been modest in Missouri, about 1.7%, according to one review. Still, the Missouri legislature decided to move forward and expand where managed care plans are offered. It does not expand coverage to people with higher incomes. On May 1st, the state transferred Medicaid enrollees in 54 counties into plans managed by one of three insurance companies, WellCare, Centene, and United Health Group. This was United's first year offering a Medicaid plan in Missouri, so they held an expo in St. Louis for the hospitals and clinics joining the network. United's challenge in Missouri will be to make sure its network of doctors is big enough for patients who live in rural parts of the state. But Stephanie Tomacek, the plan's marketing director, says United is ready for it.
United Healthcare has actually been in Missouri for over 2 years preparing for this. And they've been diligently seeking out those contracts, and our network is very full, and we've been adding that to our online directory every day.
Medicaid programs appeal to companies like United. On a recent earnings call, company representatives said managed care Medicaid can bring in margins of 3 to 5%. As more states expand the number of people on these plans, these companies will be watching closely. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.